As many as 55 migrants have died in southern Mexico after a cargo truck lost control and crashed, ejecting people from its trailer and onto the road. Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador spoke about the accident earlier today.
Y enviar un abrazo fraterno a los familiares de los que perdieron la vida.
Embrace to all the family members of the victims, he said. Pope Francis also sent his condolences. The tragic crash has brought renewed focus to Mexico's southern border and the thousands of migrants they are hoping to reach the U.S. border. We're joined now by NPR's Carrie Kahn in Mexico City. Carrie, what more have you learned about this accident?
Well, it appears that the truck driver was driving at high speeds and rounded this corner on a highway and just smashed into the base of an overhead pedestrian bridge and just lost control of the truck. It flipped and parts of it were just shredded. More than 150 migrants were packed in the trailer and bodies were just thrown all over the place. The scene of the accident was just horrific, but there were bodies still in the trailer, which was shredded, and bodies on the highway. Authorities now say that nearly all of the migrants were from Guatemala and some from Honduras.
How common is it for migrants to be traveling through Mexico this way, in the back of a trailer like this?
Well, we've seen this before, but we've seen it more recently now that smuggling organizations, you know, they're trying to get migrants through Mexico quickly and to the U.S. borders. Authorities say that this group had crossed not long ago from Mexico, from Guatemala into Mexico, and were held in a safe house in the southern state of Chiapas, and yesterday packed into that trailer headed north, so they really didn't get very far before the accident. In October, officials stopped a convoy of six of these large trucks packed with more than 600 migrants, and most were from Central America, but there were people from all over the world in those trailers, Audie. They were from Ghana and even Bangladesh. Mexican authorities have been cracking down on bus companies selling tickets to migrants without visas and also finding like taxi drivers or others who were just giving migrants rides along the road. And they've also been detaining people trying to walk northward in big caravans. So lately we've seen more migrants stuffed into these trailers and hauled just like cattle to points north.